The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to Vox Markets. Today I'm joined by Kirk Adams, who's CEO-elect of the soon-to-be AIM-listed GreenRoc Mining PLC. GreenRoc is looking to acquire Albo Mineral Resources' Greenland mining portfolio and to carry out a simultaneous capital raise in conjunction with its admission to AIM. ETX Capital is the broker to the IPO. How are you today, Kirk?
I'm very well, thank you, Zach. Beautiful day here. I'm very good, thank you.
Your company, GreenRoc, I don't think many people would have heard of it. Could you give us a bit of an overview?
Yeah, GreenRoc is completely focused on Greenland. And one of the reasons we really like Greenland is because, one, it's incredibly positive towards mining. It's a great mining jurisdiction. Secondly, because it's not really been mined in the last 200 years substantially, it's predominantly been under an ice sheet. What that means is that the high-grade, easy-to-mine projects that in any other mining jurisdiction would have been mined out 100 years ago, 50 years ago, are still available in Greenland. And so we're finding these projects of really, really high grades and very, very good quality and very easy to mine as well.
In terms of your background, I believe that you've been at the coal face of the mining industry in your previous life.
Oh, yes. I was working underground. I started working underground in 1980 in the gold mines of South Africa. I graduated from the Camborne School of Mines in Cornwall. In 1985. I've been involved in mining projects all around the world over the last nearly 40 years or so. So I've built mines in South Africa. I've rebuilt mines and bought them out of liquidation and rebuilt the plants. I've built demonstration plants in Macedonia. I've built mines in Russia and Kyrgyzstan and Kazakhstan. So all over the world.
And so, I mean, off the back of that, maybe Greenland's not the most obvious choice. What were the particular plus points as far as that? I mean, you touched on that already, but what's particularly attractive?
Well, I think the real attractiveness of Greenland is that they are critical minerals. It's a phrase that is starting to be heard more and more. And what that means is that they are in danger of supply disruption because the availability of those minerals are controlled by, other countries, particularly, in Asia. So there's a danger of supply disruption, and also they're critical to the economies of the countries that want them. And that's particularly the United States or Europe, or the UK, who realize that they need these minerals to support their economy and economic growth, but don't necessarily have control over them. And what I really like about the projects that we've got is two of them are one, flagship projects, and secondly, they're critical minerals. They're in demand.
Which particular names? I mean, is it cobalt? Is it lithium? Is it what is it? What are we looking at here?
Well, I think the one that I like to think of as our main flagship project is the Amitsoq graphite project, and it's probably got the highest grades of graphite that I've seen as I've looked around the world at graphite projects. The average grade from the channel sampling that we've done there is 28.7% contained graphite. If you look at that in comparison with other projects around the world, probably the highest JORC resource project that you can see would be the Vitanga project, the Talga project in Sweden, which is running roughly 25% contained graphite. So it's really up there. I'm going to be bold and say it's one of the highest grade graphite projects that I've seen. And now I have to qualify that by saying that we're saying that from channel sampling program that we have undertaken across the 1 kilometer or so strike length of the material at Amitsoq that outcrops on surface. So it's not a JORC resource, it's a JORC exploration target.
Clearly, graphite is part of the EV revolution, probably also part of the tech revolution, so using smartphones, et cetera, et cetera. Are there any other minerals there that you can highlight, or is that the main one?
Well, I want to talk a little bit more about graphite, because you're absolutely right to say that it's part of the EV market. And what we're actually seeing is that, battery metals are growing explosively, driven by, the growth in electric vehicles across the world. And I have to say, I'm proud to be an owner of one. Am I allowed to say Nissan Leaf? But I have a Nissan Leaf and I think it's absolutely marvellous. But there is this explosive growth happening in the demand for battery minerals. The analysts are telling us that growth will be a multiple of 5 in the next 10 years and a multiple of 25 in the next 20 years. So it's explosive. And one of the things that's really interesting is that Elon Musk said just recently that lithium-ion battery, that's the main battery that's used in electric vehicles, it has been misnamed. It's because there's 10 times more graphite in a lithium-ion battery than there is lithium. And if you then look at that as an interesting fact and you think about the explosive growth that we're seeing, you can see how the demand for graphite is growing exponentially. It's a very, very good mineral to be in. So, picking up on that EV market is such an important area and a growing market, which is a great place to be if you're in mineral commodities. So, graphite, I think, is going to have its day in the sun in the future. And there really is this idea. I think we're moving into a super cycle for the mining industry, and it will be driven by battery minerals.
Just want to touch on Greenland as a jurisdiction. Clearly, some of the places you were working before, the bullets are flying on a regular basis. I suppose is this the sort of, you regard this as a sort of top tier jurisdiction?
I think it is now a top tier jurisdiction. Even in this pandemic, what they've done is they've said, okay, for the 2 years of the pandemic, we'll give you an additional 2 years to continue our exploration work. So very, very positive, proactively thinking about how they can help drive more exploration and more mining in their market themselves. And they really are. They are also, they've reduced the requirements for getting mining licenses to the extent that previously, you needed to have a bankable feasibility study to get a mining license. Now, the requirements are, environmental impact assessment, social impact assessment, and a CRISCO quality resource, so a JORC resource or a 43101. So from that perspective, they've made it much, much easier to get mining licenses, and they're really encouraging exploration. It's a very good jurisdiction from that perspective. And the other reason I like Greenland is, because there's this demand for battery minerals and critical minerals from both Europe and the USA, Greenland is beautifully placed right in the middle of that to supply by sea, the materials, the concentrates and so on and so forth into Europe and into the USA.
Just a couple of operational questions to finish off. What work is being done at Amitsoq presently?
Well, at the present time, we're actually drilling at Amitsoq. So there's drilling crews that are, as I think I explained earlier, we've got an outcrop on surface over a kilometre. So we've got a very good understanding of two dimensions of that ore body because we've done channel sampling across it, and you can in fact get into underground there because back in 1920s there was a small amount of mining that was undertaken there, so there are adits into the ore body itself. So we've got the two dimensions very well defined, and at the moment we've got a drilling program that is across the deposit, putting in an array of holes really to define that third dimension, and so there's a 15 hole drilling program that's currently underway.
And onto Thule Black Sands, which is ilmenite project up the coast from Blue Jay's Dundas project. Can you tell us a bit about this TBS project and what stage it has reached?
Yes, well, we've already done a drilling program in 2018 on Thule Black Sands. And what we did when we did that drilling program was to put a light drilling rig onto the sands themselves. The sands are on the surface, on the beach, effectively, and drill down to the permafrost layer. And that's a 1 meter depth hole. And we drilled a lot of 1 meter holes over a 10 kilometer strike length along the deposit. And that allowed us to create a maiden resource. The maiden resource is 19 million tons at 8.9% contained ilmenite. And to give you a comparative, the Blue Jay Dundas project, which is right next door, their maiden resource was 23 million tons at 8.8% ilmenite. So from that perspective, we're a project that's right next door. The material, the provenance of the material is from the Dundas area, and it's effectively a weathered material that's weathered itself onto the beach. Of course, therefore, the deposits, as you would imagine, look very similar.
You'll be busy over the summer. Presumably, that's the most viable time for activity, given the geography of Greenland.
Yes, indeed. We've got a drilling program that's just started at Thule Black Sands. We'll be drilling 125 holes there to a depth of 8 meters. And what that's allowing us to do is drill through the permafrost using a sonic drilling rig that will allow us to define the basement and therefore define exactly how big this project is. So that's our program for this summer. And one would hope that, the current resource that we have, the 19 million tons at 8.9%, one would hope that that drilling program will give us a larger resource, a larger JORC resource.
Well, we look forward to further updates. Kirk Adams, CEO-elect at GreenRoc, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much, Zach. It's been a pleasure.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.